This Saturday marks the second of four planned hunts. Some Department of Natural Resource workers who weren't directly involved in the first eradication effort will be this time around. They've completed work at registration and sample sites, so are being shifted to sharpshooter duty. Tom Howard is a wildlife supervisor in Dodgeville, which is part of the hot zone where chronic wasting was first discovered in deer. He says sometimes as few as six sharpshooters were out for the first hunt, but this time the DNR hopes to have as many as 20 every day and even evenings. But their success may depend on the weather.
If we get a string of days that are in the 90s, that's certainly going to inhibit deer movement or limit deer movement during the daytime hours. They'll be largely active at night when it's cooler and the bugs aren't as plentiful.
Sharpshooters killed roughly a third of the 262 deer taken in June. More than 1,000 landowners have permits to shoot deer in the area as part of the effort to stop the spread of chronic wasting disease. And Howard says more than 300 are allowing sharpshooters on their property.
We continue to get great cooperation from the public on this. We oftentimes hear in the press and in other areas of the negative aspects of what's going on, but the silent majority, I think, is with us in our efforts.
A recent Badger poll of more than 500 state residents bears that out. Most strongly agree with the state's strategy of using special hunts to contain CWD, but many of those polled doubt the fatal disease can be stopped by killing 25,000 deer. The upcoming deer eradication will be a week long, beginning July 13th. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.